T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, let's talk to Jason Roop, my friend, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, who's always kind of poking around out there. I think, Jason, I don't know if you've broken your quarantine and you've gone out to the grocery store, to the drugstore, or, you know, around town at all, but the difference between last week and the number of people who were wearing masks and this week is pretty remarkable, I think. I mean, almost everybody had masks at the grocery store when I went to get stuff the other day.
There's a big difference. Nobody is risking it right now, and we've seen people driving with masks on. They don't even take them off in the car. So, yeah, there is an uptick in masks, and I think this is one of the ways that people have seen that they can provide help to, a concrete way to either help make masks or donate to them. I saw on the Nextdoor app some neighbors were asking around where some sewing machines were because they were going to start working on projects for healthcare workers. There's another big project that launched recently from Studio 23. That's I'd call it a nonprofit community art studio. You can come in and use these common pieces of equipment, and they have classes. Well, they're using their space in Scott's Addition for a big mask making project, and they've partnered with all kinds of community groups. And you can either donate supplies to make the masks, you can make the masks at home using their specifications, or you can sign up for 2-hour shifts and go in. And then they have it, you know, in safe ways where you can go in and make the masks right there. So this is a big project that I think has the support of, you know, a lot of local, not only other nonprofits, but also businesses. And if people want to find out more, they can just kind of, I think the best thing is online, studio23.org/mask-making. And we're also seeing some businesses do this as well. You're probably familiar with Leadberry, which makes the nice shirts, and they've been a real business success story in Richmond. Well, they have switched over to making masks instead of shirts. And BizSense was reporting that they're doing about 250 masks a day here in Richmond, and they have a European factory that started doing 2,500 masks a day.
Really?
And they're selling them to VCU Health. Shaco Atelier is doing the same thing. They're used to making jeans, and now they're doing the masks. So both of those businesses, and I think we're going to be seeing that all over the place because, you know, people are open to donating to others in need, but they also like projects where they can see the results in a clear way.
I wonder whether these are kind of high-end. Are we going to see the difference between, you know, I mean, even with ties, you can tell if somebody's got a cheap $10 tie versus some luxurious $180 tie from a boutique. Do you think we'll get to the place where the masks are that socioeconomic, they reveal who you are?
Well, you know, I think we are seeing that. The ones made by Leadberry and Shaco Atelier are made to the specifications that VCU wants, and they're also used in addition to the, you know, official mask. Mm-hmm. But I've seen some patterns and local people sharing information about knitting masks and, you know, using, bringing out the artistic side. You know, some people want to go out there and wear it and make a statement of some sort. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, if you're doing that, you still need to, you know, I don't know how well the yarn and the knitting is going to protect you.
Yeah, you got to have the liner that keeps the virus from getting in if you're going to do it. I mean, you know, there's bound to be somebody out there who'll come up with a design that'll have some little logo on it. Maybe, you know, like the Izod alligator or the red bottom shoes or something that'll stand out and everybody go, oh, you've got one of those masks.
Yeah. Oh, and people are getting innovative. I know somebody who's used some coffee filters inside their mask.
Coffee
filters. You know, that was, yeah, you know, hey,
okay.
It might just work.
Maybe. If I'm going to go the extra step of wearing a mask, I'm going to make sure that it's more than just a mite protect me. Hey, you know, Gary mentioned to me yesterday that Parney from the Richmond Flying Squirrels has, you know, he's not just taken a vacation since you know, opening day didn't happen the way everybody wanted it to on the calendar. What's he doing? He's raising money somehow?
Yeah, Parney, you know, he treats life as a vacation, his job as a vacation. Everything's going to be fun and a joyful.
And yet he works very hard at it.
He works very hard at it. And, you know, we were supposed to have the kickoff to baseball next week. I mean, it was going to be the home opener for the Richmond Flying Squirrels on Thursday, and obviously they're not doing that. So what they've decided to do is hold a fundraiser called 500 Bases of Love. And starting early in the morning on Thursday, Parney's going to get out there and start rounding the bases. And he's going to, the goal is to touch 500 bases. So that's 125 times around. Comes out to almost 9 miles, and they're going to stream that. You can watch it, and he wants to raise $25 for each of the bases that he touches. So if my math is right, that's going to raise several thousand dollars, and that will go to community organizations.
Okay.
You know, I think that's great. You know, they're suffering because they can't do the work that they want to do, but they're still going to give back. And,
well,
and
I give that guy credit. That's yeah. Creative. It raises money for a good cause, I guess, and it gets his 10,000 steps in.
He gets that day. Definitely get his steps in. Uh huh. And then I just wanted to leave people with, you know, there are all kinds of resources that are popping up out there, and one that's becoming very popular. A lot of people want to know, you know, the latest on takeout and delivery, and who's doing what where. And there are some really creative restaurant specials and options that are popping up, and it's hard to keep track. So there's a new new site on Facebook. Sorry, I should say a new page on Facebook, and people can just search for RVA Dine takeout and delivery options, and restaurants are there posting their specials. You know, I saw a fried fish and fried oyster takeout for Friday night at a special at Saltbox posted today. And
okay.
You know, it's a great way to keep up with what's going on, some new ways. And you know, when you get tired of what you're eating and need to change it up.
Yeah, microwave food is getting a little old for me. I have to admit. Although I've saved a lot of money, this weekend I may splurge and try to get takeout and see
what happens. It's time to splurge, John. You've earned it.
Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, and he's still busy with his public relations firm. Gosh, I guess a lot of people are calling you because they don't know what to do to make sure they communicate to folks.
Yeah.
So, spring story if you're looking for some guidance in the PR world. Jason, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.